Welcome to this short recording in preparation for the exam for planning and public policy for festivals and events. And the intention behind this is partly to look over the material which featured in the revision lecture and also to reflect some of the discussions that took place during week 13 for those students who were able to come in and join us. I'm sorry that not all of you were able to do so. The snow obviously got in the way of that. We are hoping, of course, that the exam will take place as planned in a week or so's time. Check student portal for the full listings on that one. So the slides which we looked at and which are available on WebCT in the week 13 folder, they're all taken from previous weeks of the module. So it kicks off by outlining once again the specific learning outcomes for planning and public policy. And you'll see that there are four there. Those are the four which are to be assessed through the exam. So have a look. The slides are therefore based on those, and so hopefully it will all fit together neatly. We started off by looking at the nature of public policy, so who's involved, and we looked at some arguments as to how you can justify or how you might justify public sector investment into particular projects. Now, this might be through, I don't know, education or health or roads or something like that. But also we try to apply it to the realm of festivals and events. So arguments such as public good, social equity, market failure, these all featured. And we asked ourselves things like, why does the state therefore get involved in projects? Why support projects that don't apparently appeal to everybody? You know, everyone pays their taxes, and yet a particular project might be for a minority. So we had a look at things like that. We then had a look at a couple of, planning models. So things like Veal's Rational Comprehensive model was used, as was Getz's stakeholder relationships model. Now, these are designed to work in different scenarios. They're designed to reflect the results of research that these authors have conducted. And therefore, you know, hopefully they were useful to some of you when doing your coursework, for example. The case there being that, you were asked to come up with a particular project, and the material in academic models like this may well have helped you to do that, giving some perspective and some structure. And then we discussed these in the seminars, and some of us argued whether, if you're sitting there in the office of your festival, you would actually pull out these models and make sure you had covered all these points, or whether you would just get on with it. So we had that kind of discussion. As we moved on from there, we had a look at different realms of policy. So we had a look at economic policy, cultural, social, environmental, looking at the relationships between the public sector, the state, government, and these festivals and events, who can help them reach their objectives. So we have something like in the social policy realm, fostering social integration and community development through a program of public events. That's coming from Getz's chapter. And then we discussed, well, to what extent can events and festivals be used to achieve that kind of goal? You know, that's a public sector priority, and they're using potentially events to try and achieve that kind of thing. Likewise, bringing in tourism, likewise promoting particular cultural priorities and identities. When we had a look at the environmental side of things, we also had a look at the BS 8901 environmental sustainable event management setup, a British standard in sustainable event management. So that's the way we looked at that link between events and festivals and the public sector there. More to come in the next podcast.